Cultures are clashing in Britain, and young Muslim women of Pakistani descent are paying the price. Here's the problem. Some Pakistanis in Britain are forcing their daughters to marry relatives who are back in Pakistan. The goal is often to enable those Pakistani men to get visas. There's a new law in Britain that gives courts more power to prevent these forced marriages. And the British Embassy in Islamabad is trying to help the victims. It's formed an anti-forced marriage unit. As the BBC's Emily Buchanan reports, the unit is not lacking for work.
Some embassy officials are heading out on a five-hour journey into the hills of Kashmir. They're rushing to help a British teenage girl of Pakistani descent. Vice Consul Tipan Savaratnam says the girl called him, sounding very distressed. Her parents had forced her to marry her cousin in Pakistan.
She was in a bathroom and couldn't really make out what she was saying. Okay. And everything else since then has been through text messages.
Alia, not her real name, is 17. She said she's been trapped with her husband in this remote area for 8 months. The officials pull up to the house with a low-profile Pakistani police escort. They ask to speak to Alia alone. Savaratnam tells her that his colleague, Albert David, will talk to her in-laws.
Well, Albert will be saying to your father-in-law, he'll explain that we've spoken to you on your own and that you want to come with us.
Yeah.
And what we'd ideally like to do was to leave with his permission.
Albert David helped create the embassy's forced marriage response team. He comes back with a message from Alia's in-laws.
What they have asked is that they want to have a word with you.
They're going to say things to me which I won't be able to take, so it's better if I don't look at them.
If you don't, fine. Yeah. We can just go with whatever you've got.
Okay.
And we can just leave from here using this door. The car is outside.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay. If you can wait here.
They rush Alia out of the back door to their car. So far, there's been no sign of Alia's husband, who's also a teenager.
I don't think he was here. He was downstairs.
Okay.
He's only 15 years old. He goes to school. He's in year 6, I think. He's going to be in year 7 now.
Fleeing her marriage hasn't been easy for Alia. She knows her parents will see it as a family betrayal. It was her grandmother's dying wish.
That's why my dad goes, I'm going to fulfill my mum's last wish. And I thought, you know, you love your mum a lot and that, but she's died now, yeah, and what are you ruining my life for?
Pakistani families in Britain sometimes force their daughters to marry relatives back home to help those relatives get visas. Young women from traditional Muslim families can face heavy pressure to obey their parents. But Albert David says more and more are breaking away, and they're paying a high price.
And they know by doing this, they are cutting off themselves from the family, from the support they have from the family, and they are going into a very uncertain future.
After her rescue, Alia is taken to a safe house in Islamabad, where she gets some counselling. She's now back in the UK, but her father won't speak to her. Meanwhile, the forced marriage team has just seen another young British woman trapped in a difficult situation.
She looked terrible. She had injuries all over her arms, on her neck. Initially, she wanted to come with us. Then she wanted to speak to her husband and then after that decided to stay.
She was under lots of influence. I think she felt threatened a lot. I mean, she was worried about her mother and sister. If she leaves, what would happen to them?
The young woman doesn't leave then, but 3 days later, the team persuades her in-laws to bring her into their offices in Islamabad. She says she's shocked at how hard it is, even with her Western education, to stand up to her abusive husband.
I've never seen anyone with a temper like this. You think because we're British and, you know, we can stand up for ourselves, but it's not. It's so hard. It's so difficult. You feel so lonely. I've never felt like that. There never used to be a day when I wouldn't go out and see my friends or, you know, I've never felt lonely. I've just turned 23.
You don't need to go back with him today. We can keep you here. He won't have access to you. And you can go to the UK.
I can't do it. I know I can't. I think parents just feel that, you know, family's respect and honour of the family is in the hands of a daughter.
In the end, this young woman doesn't leave. Albert David says she's now pregnant and will probably stay with her husband. The team from the British mission will try and keep in touch with her, but they know there are thousands of other women they don't see who don't even dare ask for help. For the world, I'm Emily Buchanan.